Well, Matt, close to the action getting back underway. Must be looking forward to getting back out in the field.
Yeah, it is always a good time of year. Game's starting to come around. Put all our practice that we've done over the pre-season into action.
Looking forward to playing on the home ground. Don't get too many chances these days.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to get back out there. So, been back training out there for a couple of weeks now and, really looking forward to it.
Now, your pre-season, personally, how's it gone?
Yeah, it's been good. Had a good, solid pre-season. Fit and strong and, just can't wait to get into games now.
Obviously, you had such a good year last year and coming off a really good pre-season. Do you feel like your best footy is ahead of you?
I like to think so, yeah. But obviously, there's still a lot of things to do and fixing my game, so I'm just been working on that during the pre-season and looking forward again to this year.
Specifically, what, Matt? What things are you trying to fix?
Obviously, I'd like to hit the scoreboard a little bit more, so just working on that, a little bit forward line stuff, and it's probably one part of my game I've got to grow.
Hitting the scoreboard, is that spending more time forward or just sort of pushing forward a bit more in the ruck?
Probably a bit of both. Yeah, I mean, the way the game's going, you've got to be able to play those multiple positions, so spending a little bit more time forward and also, getting down there while I'm in the ruck.
Do you expect a strong squad to be announced this week, considering you've only got the two JLT
games? I'd think so, yeah. I mean, we've worked pretty hard in the pre-season and we want to put what we've learned into action. So, as I said, we've got two hit-outs to do it before round one, so, we'll see how we go.
Matt Lobie's arrived from Port Adelaide. Do you see yourselves sort of being able to play in the same team?
Yeah, I think so. Matt's a great athlete and he can play those two positions as well, so... No, we've been working well together over the pre-season.
Are you looking forward to hitting the ball down to Paddy Dow?
Yeah, he's been good, Paddy. He's come in really well and slotted straight into the midfield, so no, he's going to be an exciting player for us.
What should the expectations be for this team this year?
Look, we've identified areas that we need to improve on and we've worked really hard in those areas over the pre-season, so we're not putting a ceiling on it. We just want to be hungry when games come and really show what we can do.
Murph's sort of spoken about kicking more goals. Do you feel that's realistic that you've got the guys up forward who can do that?
I think so. I think it's, a whole team sort of focus, the way we attack a little bit more, and obviously we want to hit the scoreboard and kick more goals and put the score on the board.
Because you've really tightened the screws of defence in the last few years, but you can only do that for so long, can't you? You've really got to kick some goals to sort of ease that pressure, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the point. You're out there to kick goals sort of thing, and you've got to score more than the other team, so... Yeah, we've worked hard and hopefully we can transition that into games.
Bryce Gibbs leaves a fair hole in the midfield. You obviously worked with a lot of these midfielders sort of over the break. Who do you see stepping up to fill that hole?
We've got a lot of players that can fill that role, but it's going to be great having Cripper back this year. He's fully fit and ready to go. Murph in there, Paddy Dow comes in, Matty Kennedy as well, so he's another bull. We've got a lot of players that can spin through there.
Been a little bit of talk that Charlie Curnow might spend a little bit of time in the midfield. What sort of does he bring to that role?
I suppose just his X factor. We saw that last year. He can sort of just do things from nothing. So, he might spend a little bit of time in there and, we'll just have to wait and see.
You've been here 10 years, Matt, and played two finals. Do you think you can get back there down the track, like things can turn quickly?
I think we can, and obviously we're in that phase now under Bolts going into our third year. So we've learned a lot over that time and hopefully what we've learnt can transition into us playing finals in years to come.
Do you take some encouragement that I guess the kind of the Richmonds and the Bulldogs that have possibly been in your position can rise quite quickly?
Yeah, it is good to see that. Obviously, it doesn't matter where you are from the year before, so we don't really look too much at it. We've got our own things to focus on and we'll go from there.
It'd be disappointing if you didn't get another taste of finals before your time's up.
As I said, I've been here 10 years, so it'd be nice to get back there.
And what about the body, mate? You obviously had a pretty good run. Do you feel as though you understand it a bit more now and that you've really got those, probably the feet issues under control?
I think so. And it's been good. I've sort of understood my body a bit more and also all our medical staff here have been really good. So, I've sort of learnt how to train my body a little bit and what I need to do. So, hopefully it leads in good stead this year.
What have you liked about Lockie and Paddy so far?
Both really good kids. Lockie, just the way he works, and I mean, he's a great runner, and Paddy, just his footy skills and his footy brain, he's really good inside.
There's a bit of talk, Matt, about I think the first women's game that was here under lights and a bit of concern about the lights, but obviously I think that everything will be in good nick for the game on Wednesday.
Yeah, I saw that, so they're putting a few extra lights in, but I mean, we've trained a little bit at those conditions and we haven't noticed it, so... Yeah, whatever it is, it is.
You're part of the leadership group now. Have you been cracking the whip?
Not really. maybe said a couple of extra words, but no, it's sort of, it's good to be in that role. And as I said, we've got some good, exciting players here now, so just really getting behind them and giving them the confidence to go out there and play footy.
You spoke a few years ago, Gal, about getting into the leadership group. Well, what have you changed to get in there? Is it a bit more vocal, I guess?
Or? A little bit of that, and also just sort of my actions on the field and off the field. Just sort of try and be a little bit of a role model and set the standard, I guess.